I got a picture back from the story they were writing on our little maintenance section of me and my pilot and my aircraft. Sure, the only reason I got it back was because it was a lousy picture. It rained today and rained vertically. It doesn't rain straight down over here. It rains sideways. And when it comes down like you've never seen rain in your entire life and just floods everything. We've got the area laced with ditches that are 5 feet deep by about 3 feet wide. They're like great big trenches. The slope on them is not too good, so the runoff isn't too fast. But when it rains, they just fill up. Water comes up, covers all the ground, and if we didn't have our little boardwalks that are elevated throughout the area, you'd be wading in water. You've got to go out to the flight line. The bridge, we've got a ditch and a bridge across it to get to the road, and then you cross the road, and then there's another big ditch, and this is about 10 feet deep by about 10 feet wide, both of them. Another bridge. Well, the water comes right over the bridges, so you got to fish around, find the bridge. And when you get off the bridge, it's usually right at the tail end of the rainstorm. It's knee-deep or more. You slosh on out of the airplane, it's almost up to its belly. These rainstorms last about 30, 35 minutes. Quite a bit of lightning and thunder come with them. Fortunately, the point with all this lightning and thunder hasn't been right where I've been at the time it's passed over. But the rain is so thick, it's fantastic. You can't see 10 feet in front of you when it's raining that hard. And when you're flying, it's even worse, so we avoid them as much as possible. They're rather small and isolated, only about a mile or two across. Never these great big wide bands of them. But they're full-fledged thunderstorms and can really tear you up if you get into them. I didn't get a lot of the things done today that I said I wanted to get done in my last letter, like cleaning things up, fixing up my hooch and all here, trying to fix the leaks in the roof. Again, today was just another hectic day, and it seemed like they're all that way lately. My roommate's off to Bung Tao for a few days. I think, as I told you in my letter, he's still not flyable, but he's up hop around. So they sent him and two or three other officers down to Bung Tao on a trial basis to see how it'll work out, see if we get in any trouble by sending people down there. We had work out, Phil Hole Plantation. He's been out 2 days, and they were picked up by an armored cav troop, B troop, one of their platoons, and on the way back, two of the vehicles hit mines. No one got hurt. The vehicles got disabled, so the one platoon's going to have to stay out there for the night by its lonesome with a troop about a mile away. We provide a lot of cover for these people when things like that arise. Primarily it's with gunships. We wouldn't land infantry at night. They do have the gunships that will go out. And I also carry about 15 flares that we load into my airplane every night there. 2 million candle power flares. And they burn for about 3 seconds. And we fly up around 4,000 feet, circle the area. If they need light, we drop them out. It'll light up the day so much you can read newspaper for 3 minutes underneath them. Try and drop the next one just before the last one burns out. And this helps them quite a bit to see where they're going, and it also keeps Charlie down. He doesn't want to wander around out in the light because he knows what will come as soon as somebody sees him.